Five, four, three, two, one.
PlayStation.
All right, guys, welcome to episode 16 of the PS3 Blogcast. I am JCM. With us this week is Ace.
What's up?
And Fubear.
True believers.
And I guess the temperature is a little hot for Fubear to reach his
what, you want me to do a normal
potential.
One? I can do a normal one.
You can.
Let's do it again. Go ahead.
Do it again. Here's Fubear.
Loyal minions!
There we go. You now you sound more like at home. I
By the way, he sounds
Who
yay.
Yeah, I thought the heat got to him a little bit, but...
Dude, I'm telling you, it's fucking hot out. Jesus.
So this is episode 16.
Sitting here peeling an orange and I'm sweating. It's awful.
He's in a Speedo podcasting.
Uh-oh. So I know...
A hammock.
Oh, God. You know what? Unnecessary.
Yeah. So I know a lot of you missed this last week. We weren't here, unfortunately, because there was a hurricane that was rocking Ace on the East Coast, so he was unable to get on.
Rock you like the hurricane?
That's right. And both Fubear and I had extremely long work days, so we couldn't get anything done. And there wasn't much news anyways, because PAX was just starting, and so we had no game news. So it's kind of good that we, I guess, had that week off. But... we're back, and we have plenty of news.
Yeah, hurricanes are scary shit. Stay away from them.
Yeah, I
plenty of news.
I often forget where certain people on the site live. I only know, like, obviously, I know where Fubear lives, and I know where, like, Jay lives, but I don't know. I'm like, I have no idea where everybody else is. And I forget, all of a sudden, Ace is like, I don't have any power because there's a hurricane. I was like, oh, he's on the East Coast.
Well, no, it was, well, New York rarely gets hit by, like, any tropical storms or hurricanes. It's just, like, this. It was so weird to, like, any New Yorker. Like, we've never, well, I guess the last time it was this strong was, like, 120 years ago, something like that. It's something crazy. And New York City is just so many people. Like, no one had no idea what to do. The subways are just so messed up from all the flooding and everything. You can just imagine. Everyone just freaking out in New York City.
Yeah.
I saw a video of, like, people slip and sliding in New York. What is it? Central Park. Hell is that hub called? Central Park? So where all the neon signs and stuff are? Downtown section?
It might be. I don't know.
Times Square. That's it.
Times Square. There we go.
Yeah, yeah. They had a slip and slide set up in the middle of Times Square, and they're sitting there slip and sliding. But nice. It didn't seem too serious at the time when I was watching that video, but
yeah,
I think it got much worse after that.
If it was like a category 4 or like 5 like Katrina, we would have been absolutely screwed.
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
you guys aren't really hurricane ready.
Yeah, exactly. That's the problem.
Yeah. They just have huge snow apocalypses. There's snow everywhere.
Yeah.
But anyways, it's good to have him back. And know that he's okay.
It's good to be back. Good to be back podcasting with these fine gentlemen.
So, I saw on our site that Driver San Francisco got reviewed by our very own Jay, who gave it a 7.9 out of 10.
Mr. Wonderful.
Mr. Beautiful.
Mr. Beautiful. Mr.
The Beard. Also known as the Beard.
Yep.
The Beard.
Beard Facetti.
Mm-hmm.
So.
That was a pretty thorough review. I don't know, about 79% seems a little low, but it is an opinion piece, so I guess he's entitled to that. Just that, his opinion. I actually got it, and I think it's pretty good.
Well, what would you rate it, Mister? Opinion.
Yeah, I'd probably give it a solid 85%. If you're looking out of 10 stars, I'd probably give it a maybe 8.5.
8.5.
Maybe 8.5 out of 10.
8.5.
Yeah.
8.5. You're going to give Driver San Francisco an 8.5.
Out of 10, yes.
Out of 10.
If we like
correct.
It.
You're a madman.
Hey, I gave...
Have you played it?
Yes, I played it.
So you actually have the game?
Yeah, I have the game.
Sounds made up.
I have the game.
I'm calling shenanigans.
How much of it did you play?
Like... barely any of it.
Well, there you go.
Okay. Well,
I'm about an hour into it. It's actually really.
Okay, it's. I don't
really
think it's
involved.
Like the other drivers. That's my problem.
Yeah. That's a. That's what I hear of it. But
that's the only reason why I want to give it 8.5. Uh-huh. That and the graphics could do a little subpar.
Yeah. The graphics during the cinematics are actually pretty good.
Yeah, well, duh.
Cinematics. Yeah. But I haven't played it yet. I played the demo, but I haven't played the game. I probably won't get it until it's discounted later on. Like, I'm sure it'll be like $30 at some point. Like, GameStop will do something like $30. Maybe I'll get it then.
Yeah.
$30.
I got that, and I got Dead Island right off the bat.
Dude, I so need to get that game.
Yeah, it's fun.
How much of Dead Island have you played?
I'll tell you that much. It's fun.
How much have you played?
Probably a good 20 minutes, but I'm trying to juggle between Driver and Dead Island, you know what I mean? So
yeah, it's definitely hard to one. Wait until we get to November.
Yeah.
I think I'm just going to, supposedly there's supposed to be some huge update for Dead Island, so I think I'm just going to wait for that update, and then...
Why, you think it's a little buggy or something? What?
No, I just heard a lot of horror stories, and I don't want it to ruin my experience, you know what I mean? So
I saw an article on N4G. They had hilarious glitches, and they found this girl in a bikini, and it looks like she has like a penis, like poking through the bikini.
Nice.
People were like, "What? Is this Lady Gaga or something? What is this?"
Yeah, I saw that there was a day one patch. They said, but then someone said that was the 360 got a day one patch, and there's. The patch for PS3 hasn't happened yet. Because my pop.
Yeah, I guess it's still in the approval process for that.
Oh, dogs don't agree.
Well, from what I've heard, the PS3 version looks a little bit better than the 360 version. I'm not out to start war, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
From the sites that do the versus pictures, PS3 versus 360.
I hate
you could tell that there's a little more detail in the PS3 version. Stating.
Yeah, well, I won't be comparing them. I'm going to play. I only played, like, the first two main missions. And then, because I stopped, so I'm waiting for my cousin to catch up. And then
Dead Island?
Play it co-op.
Well, are we still talking about Dead Island, or?
Seats in your...
Dead Island.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I can't wait to play it. Just, like, totally get involved in it. Seems like something I'm really going to enjoy.
Yeah,
So you mean, like, the complete opposite of Modern Warfare 3?
Complete opposite. The game that I got bullied into canceling.
Okay.
By yours truly.
Well,
Ace Zach J.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
I saved you $60.
Take that as a compliment.
Well, I'm still probably gonna get it for the story, definitely.
Yeah. I popped in Dead Island and I was playing it for a bit. The controls at first, like, they're really kind of clunky. Remind me of Far Cry 2. But I really liked Far Cry 2.
Like slow, clunky, or
like
clunky?
Yeah, like slow, clunky. I guess because I just played like a billion hours of Deus Ex, so I was used to that, and I got into this, and all of a sudden it felt like it didn't.
Yeah,
quite
that usually happens.
Move the same, but like I said, it was like Far Cry 2. But Far Cry 2, I got used to pretty quickly, and you get used to this pretty fast. And but it's like in the beginning of the game, they tell you like, oh, you can look in luggage, and all the luggage have these little like. Icons to signify that you can interact with them. Like anything you interact with has a little icon over it.
It's just a little slow.
No, it's not slow. It's just there's luggage everywhere. And you start in a hotel room, and it's like suddenly I'm going around the whole beginning. All I'm doing is open up luggage bags, getting dollars. Which, okay, the money is used as your currency in the game to like, there's people you can find who you can trade weapons to.
Like Borderlands.
Okay, but, okay, this is just my opinion, but. In a time of crisis, like when you have zombies coming around, I think money would be my least important thing.
But,
well, I mean, you want to buy weapons.
Yeah, you need it.
What are you going to hit them with? A goddamn hatchet?
So you trade them water.
No, you. Well, listen, no. You need the water. Hoard it.
You're
hoard
on
the
a
water.
Freaking.
What?
Yeah, what? I don't get. You don't
Hi,
see what
I'm
trying to
have
say
we
here?
Met Ace?
You don't see what I'm trying to say here?
Well, it's just the island. It's like, obviously, hey, if you got money, you need something to trade. It's not going to be like Fallout where you trade bottle caps, because that's the currency. You're still going to trade something. Like, you can trade weapons to people, but in return, they gave you currency that you buy weapons off them. My one problem with the game is when you upgrade weapons and you repair them. When you repair a weapon, it's not like in Fallout where if you have two guns, they're like two 10mm pistols, you combine them into one, and that repairs it. In Dead Island, if I have a baseball bat that's weakened and I repair it, it costs me money. But I'm not paying someone to repair it. I'm not going up to a character who I buy stuff from and have them repair it. I'm just going up to a workbench. So suddenly this money is being spent to nothing. You know, there's no one at the workbench. It's just a workbench. And it's like, it's my bat's weird. Broken. It'll cost me $150. Hey, well, where's this
guy,
money
try not
going?
To spoil anything for me, all right?
I'm not. It's like, you get the
how is that
like,
spoiling
right
anything?
He's like, oh, shit,
know, I'm
you
just
fixed
saying,
stuff.
You know,
God
terrible,
damn.
That's all.
Oh, you
it wasn't an outlandish request, all right, sir?
I thought you were yelling at him.
I only played the two first missions.
Sir?
Calm down.
I'll shut up, all right?
Jump down my throat, Ace. I'm just... saying, you know, just settle down.
Obviously,
no spoilers.
I'm not going to spoil anything.
Well, they all die at the
it
end.
It just came out. It's like a long game, so. Yeah.
Okay, I have no idea.
But anyways, that was my only gripe with it. It was like, where's this money going when I repair? But, and one thing that kind of sucks is you have to have the schematics to combine any weapons together. Like, I thought, like, oh, once I get it, I just do it on my own. But it's not. You have to wait till you get the schematics to do so, and then you can do it. So you're just kind of hoarding all these components that you find throughout the game so far, and that's what you do. And it's like, oh well, just wait till I get. So I have all this crap. I can't do anything. Like, I don't want to sell it because I don't know if I'm going to be able to make something like kick ass later on. I'm like, I'll just hang on with it. But it's good so far. Definitely a co-op game. I can't wait to start playing it co-op.
So I am definitely have to get it.
Yeah,
but it's definitely a fun game. Well, fun looking game because I, you know.
Yeah. I thought you said you already had it.
No. That was Driver.
No. He said he already had Driver, which you called shenanigans on.
Jesus Christ.
I still don't believe you. He's got to keep track of this stuff, man, I gotta tell you. But, yeah, definitely look forward to playing some more of that. Also, I'm sure none of you played Deus Ex Human Revolution.
Because I wasn't really convinced by it. I mean, there's definitely a lot of advertising for the game, I know that. I saw a lot of commercials. I don't know if it was just me.
Yeah, I saw a lot of commercials, too.
I don't know.
Yeah, I beat it last week. You played it, Fubear?
What, Deus Ex?
Yeah.
No.
No.
Yeah. Not really my cup of tea.
Yeah, I figured.
I sent you a couple invites while you were playing that game, but
yeah, I know.
You didn't really
asshole.
Budge.
God damn it. Fucking dick.
Don't you hate that?
I hate that shit. God,
I do.
It's so annoying.
I do it to Fu on purpose sometimes.
I'm gonna do that thing where I'm just gonna log in, log out 40 times just to piss him off. God, the radar's in that corner. Now I can't see anything.
I hate that.
That was
too.
The worst. Rainbow Six Vegas, man. Fucking map is in the top right of the screen. Oh, that pissed me off. I'm like, my cousin would log in and out, and I'd be playing with my friend Kurt, and then we'd be sitting there and going, that motherfucker keeps logging in and out of his goddamn game. I have to call him up and be like, dude. Shut the hell up. What are you doing over there? Stop doing that. We can't see the radar.
Delete you. Dude, I'll delete you right now.
But, yeah, Deus Ex, I beat it last week, Thursday. Man, I try to get these two trophies in it that were, like, don't set off any alarms and don't kill anybody. It's like, and it was funny because I didn't know those are, when I looked at the game, it's like, oh, there's a trophy for not killing anyone. I'm like, okay, now I have to play the game where I don't kill anybody just because I wanted to get that trophy. So I'm playing on hard.
Like completely stealthy, right?
Yeah. Well, you know,
you can do that.
Not you don't have to be stealthy. You can just be sneaky. Like it's like a Metal Gear.
Just be a dick the whole game.
Yeah, or you can be a dick and just attack random civilians.
There's always that option.
There's actually a lot of animated GIFs online of people doing like ridiculous stuff to NPCs that you don't attack.
Oh God. Oh dear. So I didn't need to know that.
But not like no, it's like killing them. That kind of stuff.
I know. I was just pulling your chain.
But like
jerking your gherkin.
Somehow I didn't get the trophies. I guess at some point I set up an alarm I didn't know about, and then apparently someone died. But I think someone's saying like there's a small glitch where if you stun people so many times, it can actually knock them out, or like something in the environment will kill them. So I have to go back and do that.
Register as a death.
Yeah, it's weird. But you can like the game has a cool feature which I wish more games had, to where it does double auto saves. So it'll do your first one. And then when you get to the next checkpoint, it auto-saves again and then bumps down the first save to the second slot. And then every time you get another save, it keeps bumping down. So you always have two in case you want to go back and do something if something happened wrong. The one gripe I had with the game was, like, the game, the story and the gameplay is awesome. Like, it's great. And
yeah, know, well, usually are on like Deus Ex. Usually, it's really like really thought out.
Well, I know nobody liked Invisible War; they hated that. But it was a really good game. The boss fights were just generic and bland. Like, it almost felt like the game didn't need boss fights. But
they threw it in there just to have it.
Yeah, and they're all the same mechanic. Like, you figure out what they do, you kind of run, shoot. Like, there's no real strategy to it. And the worst part was my first boss fight, I didn't kill anybody, so I didn't fight anyone. So I'm going sneaky the whole time. I don't have any guns on me. I'm just using, like, stun guns and tranquilizer rifles. And then all of a sudden I get to the first boss, I'm like, great, now I have to fight someone. I've been in no combat situations before. And then he totally schools me, like, four times in a row. But the boss fights are just so generic, and I'm like, man, they could have really changed that. But I love the game overall. It's awesome. It's like a 40, 50-hour game if you do all the side quests. It was awesome.
Wow.
Yeah. I won't say anything story-wise just because I know there's probably people who haven't played it, so I don't remember anything. But great game.
Great game coming from the mouth of JCM.
I don't know who's reviewing it. I think is it Eddie?
Eddie, yeah.
There's so you'll see all his stuff. But there's DLC coming out in October, which I'm really excited for.
October, man. And how long have they been working on it?
I don't. Well,
must be huge.
Speaking of quick DLC, Resistance quick 3 already DLC. Has DLC announced for it.
For Resistance 3?
Yeah, for Resistance
already?
3. Already? I know. That's what I said. It's
well,
it's,
it usually some games do. I mean, not a lot, I guess. Some do. Some games do announce DLC before they even come out. But I still hate that because then it's like, okay, why wasn't the DLC even in the game?
Okay, like, exactly. That's like when Resident Evil 5 came out, and then they had the DLC pack to unlock multiplayer stuff to it. It was like $4.99. Okay, this is what the survival pack for Resistance is. It's $4, comes out October 4th. It includes a new multiplayer mode called Invasion, and which is like apparently Human versus Chimera, King of the Hill game. Comes with an XMB theme, and multiplayer skins, and blah, blah, blah. But I'm like, it introduces a new mode. Why didn't you just have that mode in the game when you released it? You know what I mean?
I guess they're just trying to make a quick buck off of it. That's the only thing. I mean, it's not that expensive either, I guess.
Yeah, it's $4, so.
It's not like something Activision would be doing, you know, coming out with a $15 map pack and announcing it like a week before the game actually comes out.
Yeah. Are you, sorry.
No, it's definitely just, I hate when games do that because like, you just got to think like, okay, well, why didn't you put that in the official game? Like,
yeah. Are you interested in Resistance, Hoover?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, thanks for letting me talk.
Well, anyways, okay.
I was talking to my friend about it the other day, and I go, I'm kind of mentally tapped out on first-person shooters for right now, you know? I think I need
mentally
something different.
Tapped out?
I'm serious,
what
man.
Are you?
I'm serious. And, I think I need something different to play, so that's why I chose Dead Island and Driver.
Oh, because so. Dead Island isn't, you know, a first-person shooter or anything.
No, it's a first-person melee.
First-person, oh, I'm sorry. Only uses hand-to-hand combat. What was I thinking?
Okay.
Resistance, I've played the first 9 chapters while I'm waiting for my cousin to play Dead Island. And it's... I'm surprised at like how different it is when I look at all three games. Like I liked the first one because it was the first PS3 game I bought and it was really fun. And the second one changed a lot of stuff, but it was good and I like that. But 3 just seems so different, but like in a good way. It's totally there's stuff that happens in it. I'm not gonna ruin anything, but like that I didn't see coming at all. And I'm like these moments that happen in this game. I'm like what else could they do that didn't happen in the second one as far as like you know going around to these places that are destroyed. Like what could happen in 3? And I don't know if they just got some new writers or something, or
seems
what,
really good.
It's I'm loving it so far. It's like
yeah, the story looks fucking awesome. Oh
yeah,
my god!
I think it's definitely best in the series, but I'm really excited. And I love the level up system for the guns. It's kind of cool because they increase all the stuff. And man, for a while I thought they got rid of the carbine, which I was like, sweet. I fucking hate that rifle. I don't want the carbine anymore because you use the bullseye through like the whole time. Then you get it like 9 chapters in. I'm like, motherfucker, I don't want to use this gun. I hate this gun.
Have you guys tried it out?
What, the multiplayer beta?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was all right. It seemed, I mean, it's a beta, yeah. So, I mean, I spent most of my time just being frustrated with all the bugs that they didn't catch, you know? So,
yeah.
I don't know. I mean, it seems like a decent game from what I played on the beta, but, I mean, that's not a fair justification because it is just that. It's a beta, so yeah. I can't really give my opinion on a game that I haven't even played, so.
Just, agreed. You only played the multiplayer. And I hate when people do that.
Yeah. It's like, what are you judging the game for when you haven't even played it?
Exactly.
Yeah, and I'm mainly into a game for, you know, the single player. Because I've already played the other two, so I want to see what happens. I want to see what's going on.
Well, see, I've never played any other Resistance, so this is all new to me. Oh, but I think the story's just going to be good enough that it's not going to, you know, I'm not going to need the other two.
Well, you should. I mean, I guess you could, if you could just go online and watch, like, you know.
Like, I get the basic idea of what Resistance is.
You can watch, like, Resistance in 5 minutes or, like, Resistance 2 in 5 minutes to do that. Or just buy the dual pack, and then you can get some trophies. But
I thought they didn't have the trophies.
Well, I don't...
You're a trophy.
I don't know if they redid it for the first one.
Speaking about trophies, I need one more to Platinum Battlefield Bad Company 2.
Congratulations.
It's, like, so impossible. I gotta knife a friend 5 times on the other team.
Dude, I had no games to play in the last 4 days, so I decided to finally platinum Burnout Paradise, and I did.
Oh my god, that game!
I was so bored, dude.
That game is so it's fun, but like it can get boring so fast.
It is fun. It's very repetitive, though.
Yeah, it's a fun game, though. It's definitely one of the best PSN games, I think.
Definitely, and with all the DLC that they included with it, you get the motorcycles, you can get the island expansion pack. Very fun.
Very fun.
Especially to do it with a whole bunch of friends in the same room or whatever.
Yeah.
It's pretty fun. So I finally platinumed that. And then, Tuesday rolled around. Because then I was itching, chomping at the bit to get Dead Island and Driver.
Yeah.
That finally came to fruition, so that finally paid off.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Gonna have to go do some shopping. Ugh. A lot of games I gotta pick up.
Yeah. That's a problem like Fubar scene. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, these three that just dropped on Tuesday, I mean, finally ended the drought that's been happening for so long. Just like, oh my god. It's like a pleasure overload. You don't know which one to get first.
I'd say the drought ended with Deus, but you're not a Deus player, so it wouldn't matter.
Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if we were sports fans, people would be like, oh, the drought ended when Madden came out.
Oh, yeah, Madden.
Who cares?
It's the same damn game for the last 12 years. Please. Oh, we improved the dynamics of the... Shut up. No, you didn't. Just repackaged it and sold it as a new game.
Pretty much.
Same damn game. Oh, you get updated rosters. Okay. So does MLB. Nothing new.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's some people that are just fucking crazy about that game.
Oh, my God.
Madden,
no.
That's like all they play.
Made shows about and everything.
Oh, my God, man.
Madden Challenge.
Go on forums and start doing statistics for, like, players. And I have a friend that's all he plays. His name is Lance. And
I hate people like that.
He's
like, sorry, but...
He's like, oh, you want to play some Madden later on? I was like, dude, I told you like 10 times I don't have that game. He's like, why not? You should really get it. We can play football. I'm like, no. I'm a baseball guy. If I'm going to play anything, it's going to be MLB.
Oh, yeah. Hell yes. Yeah. MLB is so fun. Especially when you're playing buddies.
Madden. I'm not even a football guy anyway, so...
I'm not either. Baseball all the way.
Yeah, totally.
No. Well, what other news we got? Because I know Kevin Butler came back. If you
want to talk about that. Yeah, I saw that commercial, the double tearaway suit. That was hilarious. I thought that was like a really
pretty good commercial.
Yeah, the no look shoot behind them, and the Resistance 3 commercials they did. Those are good.
Yeah, the carpet one was hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I know Capcom, to celebrate for their 25th or their 15th anniversary of Resident Evil. In September, they're releasing, you know, the HD remakes of Res 4 and Code Veronica. And apparently all the PlayStation Plus subscribers are going to be able to get both of those for half price. So that's pretty cool.
If you're a Resident Evil fan.
Well, I'm a huge Res fan. I'll buy 4 to play the HD remake because 4 is really good. I like that. I played that on PS2 a lot. But I probably won't buy Code Veronica. And then I know they said the Resident Evil Director's Cut, Resident Evil 2, and Resident Evil 3 will all be free to play for 2 weeks only. So I don't know if that means you can download them and they're free for 2 weeks and then like a license expires and then you have to pay for it. So I'm not sure. Or if that means for 2 weeks in that window, you can download them free and then play them for however long you want. I'm not sure. But the way it's written, it seems like it could be either or. But I won't be getting those because I have those on my... I have all my PS1 games still, so I can just pop that in my PS3.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'll definitely play the new
one. A lot of discounts on the PlayStation Store. It's nice.
Yeah, my Plus just ran out.
Yeah.
Yeah, go pick it up.
Yeah, you should get it from Amazon. That's what I did. $40, man. You can't beat that.
Actually sounds really good because I love Amazon, too.
Yeah. Super easy to shop
buy anything,
on.
Yeah.
Almost too easy.
Yeah, it's kind of scary.
Oh, yeah, get it on Amazon. $300 later, you're like, what the hell did I buy?
Exactly.
What the hell is going on here?
Exactly what it is.
Jesus. I bought a pink collar for my dog. What the? When did I buy that?
No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
No, no. I bought him some doggy steps. He's a little old, so I got to, you know, give him the little steps to get on the couch.
Goddamn handicap.
And some doggy depends.
Yeah, he's a older gentleman. Had to get him the little puppy steps, you know?
Diapers and everything.
He's a good little dog.
Well,
that's cute.
Gotta help him out a little
bit. That's real cute.
Speaking of
it is cute.
HD remakes, the Hideo Kojima confirmed that the Peace Walker HD will have 4-player co-op over the PSN, because I know a lot of people were wondering if it would or not, so that's really cool. I'm glad it'll be on the network. I figured it would be. I'm like, well, why wouldn't it? It obviously.
Yeah, well, that'd be dumb to leave out.
Yeah, and I'm hoping I can get some people to play co-op on that, because that's like, I loved Peace Walker. It was a great game, but it's like, I'm not going to play multiplayer on my PSP. So it seemed kind of weird, but now that I can play it over the network, I'm like, oh, sweet. Now I can replay these boss fights and stuff and have more people, and it'd be even more fun. So
okay, well, you just said it's weird playing online on the PSP. What are you going to say when the Vita comes out?
Well, I probably won't play games online on the Vita. So
ooh. Yeah, genius.
Well,
what are you going to do then, huh?
I'll just play.
Yeah, games are going to be like 10 times better.
Well, yeah.
If I want to play
some kind of
games,
wild animal,
I'll play on my PS3. I don't want to go outside and go somewhere and be like, hey, okay.
You biased mother...
How am I a biased motherfucker? It's my choice if I want to play it, you know, multiplayer on my Vita. I'm just...
No, it's not your choice, okay?
Yeah, son of a bitch.
You
I hope
signed.
Another hurricane comes over there.
Oh, wow. Okay, you know what?
Hey, you started this war.
I don't even know what to say to you right now. That hurts so bad.
New York never gets hit by hurricanes. Yeah, they only get hit by airplanes.
I need rehab.
Does sting a little bit.
Stung.
No, I just don't. You know, I did play co-op like on a. I've played ad hoc co-op on my PSP before plenty of times with like Twisted Metal.
You mean like what Jason does like every day?
Jason plays ad hoc. With who?
Yeah. I guess he plays. What game does he always rant about? Oh man.
But he got like a buddy that he goes to his house and plays it.
No. Yeah. I think he plays it online somehow. I don't know.
Well, I mean, the ad hoc I'm talking about is where you play like you're in the same area and it just the signal goes. That's I've done that plenty of times, but I just don't.
You know what? I did like that. That was Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, that's probably
that was awesome.
Yeah, I'll probably do that. Like if they have the same kind of ad hoc thing, you know, with Wi-Fi with other people.
Yeah,
that'd be fine if we're in the room, you know, somewhere like. Hey, yo, you want to play this? Hey, yeah, let's play this. That'd be fine. But I'm not going to go somewhere with the intent to sit down in some coffee shop someplace and then be like...
Well, no, then you just look like a loser.
Yeah, exactly. If I want to play multiplayer, I'll play at home. I'll PS3 pop.
You can always go to Applebee's. Make some more friends at Applebee's.
Oh, low blow.
Oh, too soon?
How is it too soon? Like me and Applebee's broke up and you're like, I don't want to talk about it. Applebee's died.
I know. Your Applebee's friend moved to Los Angeles or whatever.
Well, that's fine. She can go there. Okay, so
I gotta move on to Burger King.
There's a. I was browsing the internet the other day, as I tend to do, and we all do. And I was on like one of those news aggregation sites, and over on the sidebar it has all these other lists of like just random crap. And one of them, the title says "Sexy Star Wars Girls," and the image that is there is a picture of my friend from Applebee's, like the first image. I clicked on it, and it's like just a bunch of pictures of all these hot girls that are, you know, dressed up in Star Wars or doing things for Star Wars stuff. And I sent it to her on her Facebook. I'm like, look, you're all over the internet. You're on the hot girl list for Star Wars. It was funny.
That is creepy.
I know. I was hella like, I saw it, and I was like, I know that person. Why are they there? I mean, that is kind of weird knowing that someone's going around the internet, taking all these images and putting them together in one huge list. Like, obviously not asking permission, just taking
like
it.
Like the pedophiles at volleyball games.
Yeah, there you go. But yeah. So what else we got?
Yeah, that's kind of weird. Well, Jurassic Park. I don't know if you guys saw the trailer about it.
I did not see the trailer.
The game or the movie?
The game. They stopped making movies like what? 10 years ago?
I don't know.
About.
I would love another Jurassic Park movie if they did it right.
They were thinking about it, weren't they?
The Jurassic Park game is going to go too far.
Really?
I mean, Jurassic Park.
What is? You were never a Jurassic Park fan? Are you serious?
Not really. Fake dinosaurs? Oh, nice.
They were real, okay?
Real buddy. Three snaps in Z formation.
With
dinosaurs.
DNA and mosquitoes. So,
okay, you know what?
Is the game like a first-person shooter?
Good question. I have no idea.
Well, it's by Telltale.
It looks like a third. I would think it's a third person because it's like such huge environments.
Maybe like point click adventure or something? I don't know.
Yeah.
Does Jeff Goldblum do a cameo?
There you go.
Oh my god.
Chaos.
Newman from Seinfeld? Does he still get eaten by a triceratops or whatever?
No? I don't know.
You never saw the movie?
I saw the movie.
Yeah, he didn't get eaten by a triceratops, but...
whatever. He gets mauled by one or something.
By one of the spitters.
The black guy gets messed up. Spitters.
The raptors. Kid. You're like, the black guy dies. Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah, it gets absolutely destroyed.
Yeah.
But, his arm's like chewed off, I believe. But anyway, talking about the game, it looks better than the rest of the Jurassic Park games. If there's ever been one, I can't remember.
There have. You ever played on Sega? Hella old school.
That would be a big negative, Ghost Rider.
Yeah, they were. It was kind of fun because like you, it was kind of a side scroller, 2D side scroller, and you can play as like a Compi or a Velociraptor, and that was kind of fun. But it was really, I don't remember the story because it was so long ago. But it was, you know, just running around as a Velociraptor killing people was kind of cool. But other than that,
wasn't like, there another game that had dinosaurs in it? Turok, right? Something like that.
Turok.
Turok.
I don't. Okay. I don't know. Okay. I don't know.
Turok Dinosaur.
That's why I just asked.
Yeah, it was on a N64.
Was it? Okay.
Yeah, Seeds of Evil was. I played Turok 2, Seeds of Evil like all the time.
Didn't they remake it though for like PS3 or something?
Yeah, we talked about this last podcast. We were talking about.
I was gonna say.
I never finished.
Didn't we just talk about this?
Yeah, we did.
I never finished Turok. Yeah, I remember we mentioned this last time.
We did.
Dino Crisis is another game that had dinosaurs in it.
Yeah, yep.
Which I never played, even though it was basically a Resident Evil knockoff with dinosaurs.
You know, it would be a really cool game with dinosaurs?
What?
Battlefield 3.
Battlefield.
I saw somebody comment on that picture of the dinosaur in Battlefield that there's more rendering in the dinosaur than there is Modern Warfare.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's actually been floating around the web. Is someone made this fake picture of a dinosaur in the background of Battlefield 3. It looks so real, too. It looks so awesome.
No, it's
hella funny.
They'd be like,
I was like, what? They got dinosaurs in Battlefield 3?
They'd be like, oh, my God. Imagine if they made like some kind of freaking Jurassic Park mode where you had to fucking fight dinosaurs. That'd be so awesome.
Instead of zombies, they got dinosaurs.
It's dinosaurs. Dude, that'd be so fun.
Fuck zombies. We're bringing the dinosaurs back to the video game. What's up, son?
And all you could do is drive around in a Humvee and shoot. That'd be so. Oh, man.
Exactly. I agree.
We got to get EA on this. Make so much money.
Exactly.
Let's get Telltale. Yeah, Telltale Games on this.
Brontosaurus on with some body armor. Start wielding a shotgun. However, dinosaurs sound. I don't know. Whatever, shut up.
So,
get my F-22 in the air. Shoot him. All right, yeah, anyway, moving on. What did you just say?
I saw you post a thing, or you linked something about Ubisoft is unlocking multiplayer for all players.
Yeah, there was some kind of, I find this funny, for the driver San Francisco online pass, they messed up. There was some kind of error with
With the Uplay pass to get online and stuff.
How do you mess that up?
I don't know.
But yeah, so they came out and said, all right, well, we messed it up, so it's free.
It's free? I didn't realize Ubisoft was the publisher of Driver. Yeah, they did. I didn't realize that at all. That sounds weird.
It does sound weird for a racing game.
Yeah. You know. I guess you consider it a racing game, but yeah, it just seemed kind of strange. I was like, Ubisoft, huh? Yeah.
Yeah, I meant like Ubisoft actually.
Wait, that doesn't work. Realist.
Never mind.
Are we saying random stuff?
Yeah, that was a bit of a clutter there.
Yeah, I don't know.
I apologize for all three of us.
Don't worry. That's what editing's for. But, yeah.
Well, we can talk about the Sony recruit, how they picked up the Homeland Security boss. X.
That's right. They, what's his name here? Philip Reitinger.
Yeah.
He's their chief security officer now. He used to be the director of the U.S. National Cybersecurity Center.
That's a really long and scary name I wouldn't want to mess with.
Yeah, he's a Sony spokesperson quoted saying, certainly the network issue was a catalyst for the appointment. We are looking to bolster our network security even further. So it looks like they're going to be, fixing
something. Locking down PSN.
I know the PSN is supposed to be down tomorrow in the UK for some maintenance for a good while. But as long as you're on a game,
yeah,
online
the usual.
Still be fine. Yeah, you just can't go to the store and stuff like that. So I think they're starting to do some updates. And I don't know when they're going to do it to the U.S., but I know they're fixing stuff. So that's good. At least they got some people, helping them out there.
I think we're due for another update, like firmware, like a major firmware.
Like with features?
Yeah, features-wise.
Like what?
Yeah, instead of the usual
security
performance
patches.
And stability feedback or whatever they give you.
Yeah, I would like something, some of the suggestions on the PlayStation Share, to actually get approved. I know we already discussed how, cross-game chat is impossible. We discussed about that. But there's a bunch of things Sony could definitely do still on the PS3, firmware-wise.
Yeah, they could. You know what I wouldn't mind maybe seeing is not that it's a big feature used on Xbox anyways because Xbox headset like sucks balls when you're doing core stuff is leaving like
mics with every PS3. Is that where you're getting at?
No, just voice messages like instead of text.
Oh yeah, that'd be awesome.
Like I was that was kind of weird. I was like, I can voice chat with you in a chat room, and we can video chat, and I could send you messages.
You can't send you messages. Yeah,
I can't send you voice messages.
That's a good point. I never really looked at that,
Like, but not that I would use it a whole lot, but I mean, it just was a small feature. I thought, well, that's kind of strange. I don't know why they don't have that. But
I think it would probably be a RAM issue, but, I don't know.
Everybody says RAM. I hate... Oh, I'm not getting... We talked about this before, about the RAM, the XDR versus VR.
Well, okay, I don't know. I don't know the insides of a PS3.
I know. Yeah, I'm not saying you.
Let's not upset the boy. Come on, now.
But, Anyways.
Anyways.
Moving on.
Any hoozles.
You see any of the COD XP event stuff?
Nope.
I know Ole was there. Did you guys see any of the trailers?
Ole was there?
Yeah, Ole went with his son, I believe. I don't know if he went with his son. Some company actually like bought Ole the ticket. It was pretty cool.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Gunner Vision optics company.
Yeah, the optics company. I saw that. It was pretty cool. This dude's that was so random. I was like, why did they do that? I was like, all right, that's cool either way, man. You know? It's wasting $80, you know, because... You go in there for basically seeing a trailer that's going to be on the internet within 24 hours, and you're seeing Kanye West perform.
Well, that's why he wanted to go.
Douchebag.
But anyway, the trailer, Tango Down, wasn't the first trailer. The world premiere was something cool. It was just like, I don't know, show some regular, dude running around, and there's this recon dude that's sniping him, and at the end, the sniper gets owned, and it's just showing off some of the cool new kill streaks, I guess you could say, in Modern Warfare 3, which seems to be, like, the only thing that they worked on was the kill streaks.
Yeah, we figured like, that's something they'd have to, they can't just leave them the same, you gotta, like, change them up.
That's what I'm saying, like, yeah. That's the only thing they really, I saw different. I did hear from a person that was there that the game looks, I guess, better. Somehow, they tweaked the shadowing, and it looks somehow better. I wouldn't know. I haven't played it yet. The Tango Down trailer showed off a lot of new killstreaks, and new equipment, new guns. New guns, actually. I gotta admit, the guns look pretty cool. There's this awesome, I believe it's called a Bouncing Betty. Goes in the ground. And it shoots, if you walk by it, it shoots up in the air and it spins. It's like a mine and it blows up.
I am familiar with Bouncing Bettys.
Well, they're in Call of Duty World at War, but it was that more mild, you know.
They're in Time Splitters as well. But,
okay.
Yeah.
And wouldn't know. Good to know, though. You know. But yeah, there's a lot of new stuff about Call of Duty. But I'm still not satisfied, so.
Obviously.
I obviously got you off the hook, didn't I? You should be thanking me.
You did.
I think you so easily got him off the hook, even though he was totally ready to get it.
he was so ready to spend $60 in that game.
Joke's on you, because I'm probably still going to buy it.
I know you are. Dumbass.
When it's cheaper.
No, he's not. Day one.
Yeah, I'll probably get it off Craigslist. I'm not gonna pay full price for it for sure.
Yeah, okay. We'll see.
I'm serious.
Off Craigslist.
November 8th.
The personal.
Who bears them on?
We'll see. Dude, it's not gonna happen.
He'll be exchanging favors on Craigslist.
Well,
I got something else lined up for November. A little game called Uncharted 3. Might have heard of it.
Yep. I did. Actually, it's somebody I think easily the best game for Sony, like for a while.
I don't see anything else even coming close to it.
Honestly, I can't see anything coming close.
I said they just had Resistance, and you know what's weird is I don't understand how, you know, they make new guns every Resistance game, and the guns in Resistance 3, the new ones they have, are pretty sweet, and the tweaks they did to previous guns before, like, I'm like, wow, I wish this gun was like this in the second game. But some of the new guns they have are pretty badass and hardcore. I'm like, this gun is awesome. But
well, I know looking at, like, the Resistance Wikipedia, the guns are just absolutely amazing. Like, there's so many of them, too. Like,
there's a
wide variety. Wow. There's just a lot you can choose from.
Yeah,
the grenade launcher was pretty cool.
In the first one, it was kind of cool because it was like you had a lot to begin with, but then on your second playthrough, you found 3 more guns that you don't get on your first playthrough, which I thought was kind of strange, but it kind of increased replay value because it was like the very first level, you get this, you come across these brand new guns that the Chimera don't use until later in the game anyways, and then another level, you just randomly pick up a new gun, and it's like that was kind of cool. They just give you new weapons, but yeah, this one, like I said, the leveling system for the weapons is awesome. How much more powerful they've been as long as you keep using them. And then just the new stuff, and it's like, I feel like before I'd never liked the Bullseye, the Chimerian rifle. I never liked it a whole lot. I had to use the carbine over it because it was more powerful. Plus, you have the alternate grenade fire, or grenade you can launch. But the Bullseye in Resistance 3 just feels like it's so much better, and like
it feels way better. Yeah.
Yeah, the targeting system, like the way it pops the little like holographic targeting.
Yeah, thing, that's awesome. That's probably my favorite. The sight.
That's phenomenal.
Yeah. But, it really works well.
There's a, I want to know like how much they upgraded the engine, because the game just, it looks so nice. I mean, it's very like brown. There's that video, I don't know, I think I posted on one of the things, but it's got a very, you know, specific color scheme to it, but it's just, it's so gritty and dark. Like the whole game, I feel like they've really done, especially the cinematics, but like if, I don't know if you ever watched behind the scenes for 2, but like they do some really cool stuff. With the way they direct, like they show a guy where the scene's mapped out in the computer, and a guy basically holds like a tablet, and he's watching it on the tablet. But as he moves the tablet, it also moves the camera for what he's watching, so he can kind of free form direct it however he wants. And just the stuff they do, like the angles they do on the game, are like stuff you normally wouldn't see. And I'm like, man, it's really good. And I also feel like a couple of the levels that I played reminded me of Half-Life 2. Like this one level reminded me a lot of Ravenholm from Half-Life 2. I don't know if you remember that map or if you know specifically offhand which one it was. It had like all the zombies, and when you go there, like the city, the whole town's empty except for the zombies. And then there's like this whole boss fight you do that just reminds me of this, you know, semi-boss fight in Half-Life 2 where you're just kind of running from something and get into small tunnels. It's almost like they took that and just put it in this game, and it works so well. And I'm like, oh, this is awesome.
Yeah, it's definitely, it looks like they actually worked on it like really hard.
Yeah, the same.
You know what I mean? Like, it seems way better around this time.
Yeah, it does.
Because I know there's a lot of mixed reviews about the second one.
Yeah, I know a lot of people either they liked the first one more, or they didn't like the second one that much. I mean, there was stuff, I like the set pieces in the second one, and I felt like there was more of an actual story than the first one, because the first one was like, you know, just go here and stop this, which is basically the second one you kind of do that, but there's more like, I feel there's more in like personal stuff and stuff you can get like over the news broadcast that you hear when you play through the levels, and just more atmosphere and stories about the universe itself, like the Resistance universe. Versus the first one. Like, the first one was very straight, and it was also narrated, so, you know, you didn't really feel like it. But, yeah, I like, and they got rid of the regenerative health, of course, but it works out fine, because, like, I never come into a situation where I don't find health packs, and it kind of, it works out pretty well, so, but I'm liking it a lot.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely check it out if you like that game. Can't wait to play multiplayer.
Yeah. But, the multiplayer was, I can't believe how fun it is. Like,
was there in the beta, did you guys get to play co-op?
Was there co-op? I don't think there was. No.
On Resistance?
Yeah, no, there wasn't. Just strictly online for like 2 maps.
Yeah. I'm curious how co-op will be in 3, because co-op in 2 was really fun. Like how they broke it into 3 classes. And I always played the medic, because the medic was like, no one ever was a medic, and I liked being the sporting class. But I'm curious how the co-op will be in 3. I'll have to check it out once I beat it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's a good
game. Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention the Battlefield 3.
Oh, what? What happened? What?
The Battlefield 3 beta is coming out soon. September.
Oh. Oh, really? You know what I don't understand is I bought that damn Medal of Honor, but there's no code for the beta.
Not yet. So, it'll be on a...
email you the code?
Yeah, it should come in a message or something.
All right.
You just had to buy the limited edition.
So yeah, I did.
We're good. We are golden.
In the main menu or something.
We're golden ponies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The main menu will pop up with it.
There's actually, DICE came out and said there's like over like 300 changes from the alpha
300.
Into the beta. Something like that, yeah.
That's good, right?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Can't wait for Battlefield, man. Oh,
are you excited for Battlefield?
Maybe. They released the official. It's 1280 by 706. I want to say. It's that full 720, but they said something. So, I gotta look this up.
So JCM, how are things?
Oh, good. You know, just playing a little Resistance and waiting to play Dead Island. You know.
Yeah. We should team up, play a little Dead Island sometime this weekend.
Well, you said you weren't that far, right? You only played a little bit.
Only just a couple minutes, man.
Yeah, I played the first two main story missions and then I stopped. And then hopefully my cousin will play some more tonight. But I'm not sure how. I gotta recheck some of the reviews because I don't know if it's like you can just drop in at any time or if you have to be pretty close together level wise or story wise. I'm not sure how that'll work out.
Yeah.
Because I know like Borderlands. If I did a bunch of missions already that you didn't do, it was kind of weird like the way it worked out. But you could still do them, but it was just got fucking. So I don't want it to screw up. But yeah, definitely. What character did you choose?
I chose the Logan guy.
Logan guy. What's his was it Rage? Fury? What's his Fury move?
Dude, I don't even know. I only played for a couple minutes, so.
Well, it tells you.
Oh my god.
Whoa, lots of noise.
Sorry about that. Apparently, I live next to the Hell's Angels headquarters.
Okay. That's because the Sons of Anarchy season premiere started, so they're all riding out. They're like, yeah.
What is it with that movie? But my coworker is nuts about it.
You mean the show?
He's like, are you going to watch Sons of Anarchy tonight?
It's a show,
like,
not a movie.
Really?
I love
show.
It. It's a great show.
Yeah.
They have do you have Netflix?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got Netflix.
They have the first two seasons are on Instant Watch. You can just check it out. It's kind of cool. I wanted to get into it for a long time, like since it started back in 08, I believe. And I always wanted to get into it, but I just never did. And then once it was on Instant Watch, I watched the first two seasons. Oh, it's awesome. I love it.
I've seen one episode, and I believe some dude got his back tattoo cut off.
Oh, yeah, they torched it. They torched it.
Yeah.
That was hardcore. That was
and
hardcore.
I never watched it again.
it's a good show. I love it a lot. I have the third season on iTunes, but when you chose your character, they tell you like what their specialty is. Like the one chick is knives, the one girl's good with guns. But did it say what Logan's was on that main menu?
No, man, I don't even remember.
Yeah.
I just popped in Dead Island to see if they had that patch.
Yeah.
And then I popped in Driver.
There you go.
So,
oh, Battlefield 3 is 1280 by 704.
So almost 720. That'd be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They did it because it like I guess it's better for the memory or something like that.
Who knows?
But it's still gonna look freaking awesome either way.
Yeah, it'll look fine.
Call of Duty isn't even close to 704, by the way.
Well, I mean, Call of Duty's been using the same shitty engine for you know how long.
You gotta
improve. You gotta grow. They just use the same shitty engine over and over.
Yeah, they're only at like 480p, something like that.
I'll be very interested to see what the numbers are for the games when they sell.
Oh well. I know Modern Warfare 3 is still going to sell because you got way
sell.
Too many 12-year-olds out there.
Yeah. But
that are just stuck on
Call of Duty. And their friends are playing it, and they tell their friends, and then they have to get it.
Yeah.
It's just like a trend, you know?
Yeah. I was surprised Dead Island is at 1080p when I popped it in. I was like, oh, wow. I didn't.
Yeah, they're using the Chrome engine.
Yeah.
It looks pretty polished from what I saw. So.
Yeah, it's not so bad. I mean,
using a 1080p engine,
but not. I'm so used to other games being like you know 720p and 1080i, but not many games are 1080p, and I was kind of surprised. Like Resistance 3 is 720p, but I was surprised at Dead Island. I was like, really? Wow, Dead Island. But like I said, it doesn't look bad so far. I mean, it's not like the most super. It has some stuff, but like I'm not looking I usually don't stop and stare at the vistas. Like there's one point where you have to like walk up this staircase to do an objective, and you're walking down, you can see the whole vista of this island, and I look at the map and I'm like, man, I wish this island was a real place because this is a pretty cool place. I was like, without the zombies, I'd totally go there.
See, that's a good question, well, statement, because I wonder if it really is based off of some real island. That's pretty cool. or if it was or it is.
Well, I think.
I don't know, but it's really impressive. I really think this game's gonna, be kind of a sleeper hit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they're already selling.
Well,
the,
I went to go pick it out. Pick it up at the store, and it was sold out. So that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I was just gonna say the special edition that you could acquire from GameStop is already sold out. Like, you can't get it anywhere. And people are selling the special edition on eBay for like $90 is like the average price. Because it comes with the DLC and like an exclusive weapon or something like that, the Ripper.
For $90, come on.
It's
upgraded.
Ridiculous. I'm serious. Look at that.
I got upgraded for free. And it's like, dude, nah, that's not $90. Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, the resolution for Black Ops on PS3 was 960x544.
So did they up that to 720? They must have, because everything's 720. Nothing's 480. So
yeah.
Or they do 40, but everything is 720 at least. So
yeah.
But yeah.
Just goes to show you, Call of Duty still. It's a little slow in resolution.
Yeah, well, maybe they'll up it now from next year. So.
Yeah, maybe.
Who knows?
But, who knows? Who knows?
Anything else you guys want to touch up on before we wrap up?
I
think we pretty much touched on everything.
Yeah.
Huge update on the PlayStation Store. If you're a PlayStation Plus member, wow.
Oh, yeah.
I downloaded like 10 things.
Stuff?
I've never downloaded that much.
There's a ton of demos, too.
Ton of demos. Huge update. It's about time. Some of these updates have been really lackluster, to say the least.
Yeah. I'm interested in that Blood Rain Betrayal game, but I'm not going to... I won't buy it yet.
I was, too. I downloaded the demo. It looks kind of cool the way they did it up.
Yeah, like Castlevania.
Should be interesting.
Yeah, it got some good review scores. I definitely want to check it out, but I'll wait until I finish, most of my game. I still haven't purchased Limbo or Outland, so it's like, I don't have time. I'm playing all the retail games, so it's like,
Yep.
But, yeah.
All actual big boy games, not little kid games.
There you go. But
I might end up getting Resistance 3 if I get bored with Driver and Dead Island, but it seems like both these games are pretty involved, so we'll have to see what happens.
Well, you should beat Driver pretty quickly. I mean, Dead Island, I know that could take up a bunch of hours because it's like an RPG, but
yeah.
So you should be able to finish Driver pretty quick.
Yeah, I definitely want to get the Platinum on this one. I'm a huge Driver fan. I'm glad they finally came out with something.
Oh, that's what we forgot. Son of a... Forgot about the guy who maxed him out the trophies. Maxed out the trophies.
I didn't care about that story. I was like... I heard about it, but I was like, I don't care.
You didn't hear about it?
No, I heard about it. I just didn't care.
Oh, okay. You don't care. Okay, so you don't want to talk about it.
No, you can talk about it.
Okay. No, it's cool. It's cool, man. It's cool, man.
14-year-old Asian kid who has no job and plenty of time on his hands.
And he didn't hack any of the trophies?
Well, that's what they're... people are giving shit for that, because they don't know if he was... I think, personally, they had, like, four guys playing on the one count. 50 guys... 50 platinums? Are you shitting me? How long would that take?
He only had 50 platinums?
Was it 50?
No,
the level was 50.
No, it had to be more than
that's
that.
That's what I meant.
He had like 200 and some odd platinum trophies.
Yeah.
No, I meant the 50% as the level.
Yeah.
Fuck, 50. Yeah. Level. Ah.
It only goes to 50. That's
we got Jace.
Dude.
Anyway, that's
I just got my sixth one, and it's taken me forever.
I'm working on my first one.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not a big trophy guy.
What's your first one going to be?
Oh, Battlefield. Yeah, that'd be my first one.
Yeah.
First and only. No, I'm sure.
Man, imagine how long it must take the guy to sync to the server. It's like, I was playing on my second PS3 and I had to sync, and it has to sync all the trophies that are on my Slim, and it took forever and a day. I was like, oh, this is taking so long. I was like, why is it taking forever? But
yeah.
Do you have it integrated to your Facebook account so they show up on your Facebook page?
I do, but I usually always... I forget to turn that off, so whenever it shows up there, I always delete them, just so people don't get... Because it's like...
I don't like that, because it's like... no one has any idea what the fuck they are. Like,
there are people, like, I see him, like, I see right now, I have some friend, he pops up, like, his Deus Ex ones, and then I see Jay. Jay has his things.
Yeah, Jay has his.
But on the computer, it's fine, because the computer, it mashes them all together. If you browse on your phone, it spaces them all out, and it's just this huge goddamn list that I hate sorting through. And I wish you can choose, and
OCD.
It saves them for a long time. I'm not OCD.
Wipe the doorknob. Close it three times. Wipe the doorknob.
It doesn't sync them at the same time. Like, if you get a couple trophies, it doesn't update after you get them. It's like you get a bunch of trophies in a day, and 3 days later you boot up the game, and then it throws all of them up to Facebook. And I'm like, why? Why do you do that? But, so.
Yeah.
It's kind of strange.
It's kind of strange, man.
Yeah. But,
you know.
Anyways.
You know. Well, I think it's been a beautiful podcast, guys. And I'm glad to be alive.
A wonderful return for the prodigal son, Ace.
Hey, look, this
who braved the stormy throes of Irene.
Fubear's been playing Driver this whole time. That's what all this car sounds
like.
No,
I have not.
Driver San Francisco playing Downtown Cruising. I see it.
That is not true. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh my god, you dick. Oh god.
Oh yeah. Dick. Okay.
Sorry guys. Sorry guys, there's a car driving in front of my house. Bullshit.
I have my front door open. The people drive down my street all the time. It's a busy street.
Excuses.
Mm-hmm.
I'm better than you. At everything.
Yo, 1v1 me, okay? I'd own you, okay?
Whatevs.
Whatevs.
What are you guys playing tonight?
I don't know.
Well, if my cousin starts up Dead Island, I'll end up playing some Dead Island with him. But if he doesn't, I'll probably play some more Resistance 3.
Yeah.
You know.
But, on Resistance, did you just hop straight to the single player, or are you doing multiplayer?
Single player. I always do single player first on my any game.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh.
Excuse me.
Because I like doing that first. I like getting the single player story out of the way, and then I can get that closure. Plus, you'll know like the maps. That way, when I go back, I'll be like, oh, I know what level in the single player is this run. The only game I ever went straight to online was when I bought Call of Duty 4. I just went straight to online with that game.
Yeah.
Which is good, because everybody that played that game like in the first 2 months sucked ass. I don't know what the hell it was. They were so bad at that game.
You know what I love playing Call of Duty is Christmas. Because then
so
all
many
the Christmas noobs.
Christmas noobs. Christmas noobs with the ass. Noobs.
Love it.
You should try it on Xbox. Oh, it's so fun.
Yeah.
I gotta admit, that was like the best thing. Christmas time. Modern Warfare 2, just people suck so bad. So many 10-year-olds playing.
Yeah,
exactly.
All right, well, I'll let you guys go to your games. Thank you for joining this week and chatting.
Well,
it's been fun, as always.
You're welcome.
It's been fun.
Yeah.
Glad I was able to help out.
And thank you guys for listening. And feel free to message any of us on PlayStation Network. Fubear is Fubear 408. Ace is Ace. Finish it for me.
Zach.
Yeah, that's right. It's Zach. Yeah, I keep.
Jay.
Yeah, it's Zach J.
Oh my
What's
god.
You know, I
even in this podcast anymore?
It's Ace Zach J. Z A K for Zach, and then I am JC.
Yeah.
Fubear 408.
That's right.
Yeah. We know your fucking name.
So Fubear is playing Driver a lot, so you can play Driver.
I am not playing Driver.
I'm saying you
not
do,
playing.
And people can play with you.
Oh, okay. Well, if people want to add me for Driver or Dead Island, I'll be more than happy to.
Driver, Dead Island. That sounds like a fun game.
Driver or Dead Island. Captain
Dead
English.
Dun, dun, dun. But,
Jesus.
Yeah. Right,
busting my chops. All podcast. All
right. Well, I guess I'll... We'll see you guys all next week.
Yeah.
Smell you later.
Peace out.
You should just fucking smile and